Thank you. You may be seated. And good morning to everyone. We will begin with introductions from the court. I am Mike Havokin, the Chief Justice. And now, by order of seniority as to service on the court, the other members of the court will introduce themselves.
Good morning. I'm Lindsay Miller Lerman.
William Castle, good morning.
Stephanie Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff Funk. I'm John Freidenberg, sorry.
Which is a signal that Justice Papik is recused on this case this morning. So the court is joined by Judge Dwayne Daugherty from Omaha, who will be with us for this particular case. And the first case of the day is in the matter of Black Hills Nebraska Gas LLC application P-1232. Mr. Fallison, you're here this morning. Good morning to you. You may approach, but before you begin, Ms. Wright, are you with us here today? Yes. And Mr. Bartell, good morning to you. Do any council have any questions before we begin? With that, Mr. Fallison, you may proceed.
Thank you. May it please the court, Mark Follison, attorney with Rimbaud Lefty and counsel for appellant Metropolitan Utilities District. I respectfully reserve a minute and a half for my rebuttal. This morning, I'd like to briefly summarize the factual and procedural background in this particular appeal. Second, I'll discuss the statutory construction of 66-1863 subsection 3 and the conclusive presumption that applies to the P-14 application and order from May of 2010. And then finally, I'll discuss why the Public Service Commission's June 2021 order granting Black Hills application was in error. First, the factual and procedural background. The facts of this case are largely not in dispute. Prior to May of 2010, MUD and Appalachian Black Hills engaged in a number of rather contentious disputes over service territories that resulted in at least 11 separate applications being filed to the Nebraska Public Service Commission. At the behest of at least one commissioner who instructed the parties to try and resolve this and provide some finality as to the service areas, they did that. And they spent months negotiating with council service areas and boundaries of where each entity would serve, specifically in Sarpy County. They put together specific maps of which particular area each of the parties was going to serve and the conditions applicable to those service areas. Upon finalizing that agreement, the parties submitted a joint application to the Nebraska Public Service Commission, which I'll call application P-14. And on May 12, 2010, the Nebraska Public Service Commission approved that application. And it did so pursuant to Nebraska Revised Statute 66-1863, subsection C, which it's important to note, says that the proposed extensions or enlargements are conclusively presumed to be in the public interest, and that Black Hills and MUD were approved to proceed with their extensions or enlargements without further commission action. Again, that order, application P-14, was unanimously approved by the Nebraska Public Service Commission.
I beg your pardon. This is Justice Miller Lerman. So is it your view that under sub 3 in 2010, the expression conclusively presumed means conclusively presumed at that time on information available, or contrarywise, your view is for all time?
Your Honor, for all time, noting that there were four exceptions in Exhibit B to the application in order, which provided opportunities for the parties to deviate from that or reach agreement. But the parties certainly relied upon that order in planning their various facilities and serving customers. So it is our position that it was in fact final, and that decision of this court in the Huebner case from 1979 states that the Public Service Commission cannot revoke a valid and binding order. And so we believe that the parties, the agreement with the maps was the default. And there were four conditions upon which that can be deviated from, but unless it fell into one of those four, those were the service territories which were by operation of statute conclusively presumed to be in the public interest. Again, so that worked for about 11 years. There was an industrial peace, if you will. The parties worked together. There are instances in which enlargements were built out in their respective service areas. They didn't require commission approval for those, didn't seek it. There were instances in which it was necessary to run facilities through the other party's particular service area. They reached agreement on those. And all of that changed when OPPD said that they were going to build a new energy facility, which required significant levels of natural gas, and were going to do so in MUD service territory.
Your answer to the previous question may have touched on this, but after the 2010 order, is it your client's position that the only way to change the allocation of service territory is by agreement?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And so under our statutory scheme, the Public Service Commission has no authority.
They closed the order. It is not uncommon for the Public Service Commission to leave a docket open should they wish to revisit decisions, administrative decisions made therein, but they didn't do that in this instance. Essentially, the parties recognized that given the literally years of battles over this territory, that this represented finality on this particular issue as far as their respective service territories. And so, absent the four conditions in Exhibit 4, that represented these service territories not to be revisited by the Public Service Commission.
Isn't there a very basic principle of democracy, if you will, that legislative body can't bind its successors forever?
Well, obviously the state legislature made a decision to use the express language conclusive presumption, and as this court noted in Salem Grain, in explain
leads to the question, what is a conclusive presumption?
Well, Salem Grain kind of highlights upon what that is, and that is a legislative decision that a fact is established and that there is no evidence or argument that overcome it. It is established as a matter of law. It's a substantive.
I beg your pardon. This is Justice Miller-Lerman. But the language, statutory language in Salem Grain, am I correct, under 182129, with respect to the bond issue, was conclusively deemed. That does that not sound a little more emphatic than conclusively presumed, the latter of which may be overcome by evidence?
I respectfully disagree, Your Honor. Again, conclusive presumption is a doctrine which is well known in the law. We have to assume by matter of statutory construction that the legislature intended to use that language. And this court in Salem Grain equated conclusively deemed to be the equivalent of conclusively presumed. And so for that reason, we believe that the language in 66-1863 subsection 3 is conclusively presumed and is as strong, if not stronger, than deemed. So again, this worked until the Black Hills decided to file this present application. Again, it's undisputed that it is within the service territory of our client MUD, but nevertheless, they proceeded on this particular application. Our client filed a motion to dismiss, which was denied, and a hearing was held, and the commission rejected our arguments and approved Black Hills' application to serve the OPPD site, which is in our service territory, as that was established in application P14. I should note that that was a 4-1 vote. There's a very strong dissent from one of the commissioners. Some of the arguments line up with the arguments that we have made in this particular appeal.
Again, what it?
I beg your pardon. In whose jurisdiction is the OPPD site at this time as a matter of geography?
MUD is my client's.
So you don't think that there was any impact in 2016 when Papillion and Springfield settled their boundaries? Did the OPPD site move into Papillion's extraterritorial?
Again, the operative interlocal agreement between two municipalities does not impact the decision of these particular providers, as well as the prior order of the Nebraska Public Service Commission. Also, again, some of the arguments made by Black Hills were that they had to have exclusive in there so as to not create confusion. These two parties, Black Hills and MUD, have both served Bellevue for a number of years. And so, again, the purpose of the order in P14 was to once and for all decide where the service territories were.
Has MUD sought to provide service to this OPPD site?
They did. There's evidence in the record that they had certainly expressed a desire as well as a physical and monetary capability to do so. But it is Black Hills, which OPPD is proceeding with, assuming, again, based upon the granting of the application by the PSC.
I beg your pardon. What concrete steps did MUD take to start to service this OPPD site, please?
They certainly had conversations with them, but that was preempted by the filing of the application by Black Hills in this particular matter.
So forgive the verb here, but is it in the public interest for MUD not to have taken concrete steps, and if I may say, squat on this opportunity to serve OPPD? Is that in the public interest? Thank you.
Yeah, Your Honor, I respectfully disagree that MUD did not take appropriate affirmative steps. Again, I believe in the record, it demonstrated that they expressed a desire and a willingness and ability to go ahead and serve that particular site. That was preempted by the application that Black Hills filed in this particular matter. Again, the P14 order is a final order. The reason for the conclusive presumption is to provide finality to avoid the chaos that will ensue. If, in fact, our appeal is not granted and this matter is not reversed and remanded to the PSC, it is our position that the P14 order will, in fact, have been revoked by the PSC and that neither service territory exists and that both are fair game for MUD to offer services in. We don't believe that's in anyone's best interest. Again, these issues were resolved back in 2010. The P14 order provides the finality that is necessary. And for that reason, we respectfully request that this matter be reversed, that be remanded to the Public Service Commission with directions to dismiss the application of Black Hills. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Wright, good morning to you. And is it my understanding you're going to take 5 minutes?
Yes, sir.
And you have to keep track of that time.
Yes, sir.
Honor that. Very good. You may proceed.
Good morning, counsel. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Megan Wright. I'm with Klein Williams, Wright Johnson, and Oldfather. And I represent Appalee Black Hills, Nebraska Gas, which does business as Black Hills Energy. Appellant asked the court to overturn the commission's order regarding Black Hills Energy's application to serve the Omaha Public Power District site in Black Hills and Sorby County. Appellant did not directly contest the evidence Black Hills Energy submitted regarding the 5 public interest factors set out in Nebraska Revised Statute Section 66-1860, nor did it assign as error the commission's explicit finding that none of the factors weigh against Black Hills. Instead, their arguments are based on a 2010 agreement between appellant and Black Hills Energy and a joint application, P14, made to the commission in the order that was entered. In this case, the evidence is undisputed that the party's agreement in 2010 and their intention was that appellant would serve Springfield and its future growth, and that Black Hills Energy would serve the remainder of rural Sarpy County, including Papillion and its future growth. Black Hills Energy has a franchise agreement to provide service to Papillion. The evidence is also undisputed that at the time the parties drew a map based on their best estimate of where Springfield's future growth would be, and that they knew that the boundaries may need to change in the future as circumstances changed.
So what you just said, they knew things would change. What do you base that on?
There's evidence in the record, testimony that they were guessing. The area in question was undeveloped at the time. The map that is attached as MUD Exhibit 16 shows where the city is and what the boundaries, the jurisdictional boundaries of the cities were in 2010. And a lot of this territory, there was nothing there.
What effect do you think the 2010 order now has?
Your Honor, the commission said in its order, when over a decade has passed and intervening events have changed the territory in question, the commission must review what is in the public interest at the present moment. And that's what the commission's job is to determine what is in the public interest now.
So is the limiting principle in that statement passage of 10 years, or would it be the same if it were 6 months?
I think the limiting statement is intervening events. The question is, what has the territory changed? And here in this instance, You know, the parties went to the commission. They submitted this map, and the territory in question, 168th and Fairview Road, at that time was projected to be part of Springfield and was projected to be thus served by MUD. In the intervening 11 years, MUD did not put any natural gas main in that area, none. So nothing has happened there. Instead, in 2016, Springfield and Papillion reached an agreement, Springfield, Papillion, and Sarpy County, as to what their future boundaries would be. And the legislature has expressed a policy preference in the statutes that the utility that serves a city and its extraterritorial zoning jurisdiction should be the utility that has a franchise agreement with that city. In this case, Black Hills Energy has a franchise agreement with Papillion, and the territory in question is now in Papillion. And so
Mr. Follison says that agreement is irrelevant. How do you respond to that?
I disagree. The purpose of the statutory scheme is orderly growth, public safety. You know, there are five factors, you know, which have impact on ratepayers. Does it contribute to the orderly development of natural gas infrastructure as a whole? Does it result in duplicative infrastructure? You know, this is about public safety. And Papillion is served by Black Hills Energy. There is no question, based on the agreement that's entered between Springfield and Papillion and Sarpy County, this is going to be Papillion. And
I beg your pardon. This is Justice Miller Lerman. If Black Hills had decided that, based on the 2016 events, to go forward and start to serve or undertake to serve this OPPD site, in your view, could it have done so without this application?
I do not think that they would. Obviously, they would not have done so because there was a dispute, and the statutory structure is set up to address situations where there is a dispute. File an application. If there is no protest, then the commission will enter an order, which is what happened in P10. And if there is a protest, then the commission is the one that makes the determination as to whether or not the extension is in the public interest.
Does your answer indicate that there was a dispute with respect to which entity would serve the OPPD site prior to the Black Hills filing its application?
There was a dispute. MUD and Black Hills did not agree as to who should serve this. MUD contended that no change to the boundaries in the order should have no change. The 2016 did not make a difference. So, I see that I need to leave some time here for Mr. Bartel. I would simply say that you know, the public policy that's expressed by the legislature, again, is for the utility that has a franchise agreement should serve. This is Papillion, and we respectfully submit that under the public interest factors as they exist today, it is in the public interest for Black Hills Energy to serve. The commission's order was correct, and we respectfully request that the court affirm. We yield our remaining time to Mr. Bartel.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bartel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court. MUD's sole argument is that the commission lacked authority to approve Black Hills Energy's application because of the unprotested joint application filed by MUD and Black Hills in 2010, establishing service areas that were conclusively presumed to be in the public interest under 68-1863 subsection 3.
Was that a proper delegation of the PSC's authority in 2010? And if so, can they ever claw it back?
Are you referring to the fact this was a joint application as opposed to?
They basically the PSC gives the authority to MUD and Black Hills Energy to build whatever they want within their own jurisdictions.
Well, actually, I would say that the statute, by providing that if there's no protest to an application, the public interest is conclusively presumed and the POs and the parties can act without further action by the commission. The commission didn't enter an order in P14 approving anything. They closed the docket simply saying that the public interest under these circumstances is conclusively presumed to exist and there's no further action for the commission to take. But that again applies.
Unless somebody objects.
Yes, and obviously the two parties here are the ones who care about this. Who's going to protest or object? So in a sense, the joint application kind of served as a vehicle to kind of lead us to this point where now MUD is arguing the commission doesn't have jurisdiction to decide disputes between MUD and Black Hills anymore. And that we submit as an unreasonable and absurd construction. The whole point of these statutes is to provide a mechanism for the PSC to resolve disagreements between, it's going to be MUD and Black Hills, basically by the limitations in the statute on extensions of gas mains or service areas. And that's what 1863 sub 1 provides, is that you have to go to the commission first, and subsection 3 is an exception. If no one protests within 15 days, that's when the conclusive presumption comes in. But in our view, all that means is that you don't have to prove public interest when there's no protest. There's a conclusive presumption of public interest. And in this case, that P14 docket can't foreclose a 2021 application from Black Hills that is designed to dissolve or resolve a dispute, again, under subsection 1, which is exactly what the PSC has authority to do. MUD's position would basically effectively divest the commission of authority to ever decide another one of those. That's not a reasonable construction. The conclusive presumption can't mean that. That's really the only issue here, and we think it's quite clear, if you properly construe the statute, that MUD's construction simply is not reasonable. The commission properly considered and acted on the application based upon the circumstances in 2021. MUD doesn't contest any of the public interest findings, and so the order should be affirmed.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal? You have 5 seconds for a rebuttal. Mr. Fallison, we'll give you 30 seconds.
Thank you very much. Just briefly, again, the Huebner case, 1979, this court said that the PSC cannot revoke a valid and binding order, but there was an exception. It says under certain circumstances, but doesn't define what those are. But I think we know what they aren't. And that isn't simply, we have an opportunity to go serve a really big customer over here and make a lot of money. That's not what the court was looking at. And so we believe that under Huebner, the PSC cannot revoke the P14 order, and that's essentially what they have done to this application. We respectfully ask that you reverse the PSC's decision and remand it with direction to dismiss Black Hills application. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments in the matter of Black Hills, Nebraska Gas LLC application P1232. Council, thank you very much. The court will go on to the next case of the day, which is In Re Estate of Edwards. Judge Doherty, thank you for participating today.